If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths? Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
S. I hope you weren't trying to spell my name.
No, I was spelling she's here.
Okay.
S-H-E space H-E-R-E. She's here. It's a sheer and she's here.
Wait, did I spell here wrong?
You only spelled she here. You didn't say she's here. You spelled S-H-E space here.
Okay, here's a secret. I was trying to spell your name, and then I said the H, and then I panicked, and then I lied, and I said I was trying to spell something else, and then my brain couldn't compute. But I know how to spell your name. S-A-S-H-E-E-R. Sashir.
Correct. Yes. How did you spell it in your phone? When you first met me, you spelled it a wild way in your phone.
I think it was S-H-E-E-A-R or something wild. Hold on, let me see.
Sashir.
Well, that's why I didn't say your name out loud for a very long time, because I was like, that can't be it. That's no way to live. There's too many letters that don't belong together. Oh, yeah. I think I spelled it S-H-A-S-H-E-A-R.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a lot. But that's now that I'm writing it, that looks pretty right to how it was in my phone. How'd you spell my name when you initially put it in? F-R-E-A-K?
Freak?
Oh, freak. Did I spell that right?
Oh, freak. No, you did.
Oh, boy. I'm having issues with spelling today. Never take me to the B.
I was on my spelling team. Did I tell you that?
What
in high school?
Fuck? What? I don't think I knew you were on the spelling bee.
Yeah. I was pretty good at it. I think
we truly were like incredible.
Semifinalists in like some national competition or something.
Do you remember any of the words they asked you to spell?
I sure don't. Notated.
Who came up with spelling bees? And why are they called a bee?
That I don't know. Yeah, what's the B part of it?
Yeah, I don't know. But also, who was like, let's gather the children and see who's the one who can memorize the most? That's all spelling bee is.
It's definitely nothing to do with intelligence. It's just, can you remember how things are spelled? Or can you guess? Are you a good guesstimator?
Mm-hmm.
But not, you don't have to be smart to spell.
No, you could be dumb as bricks. And just like remember how to spell. Or you could like, okay, have you ever seen Curly Sue?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, in Curly Sue, I can't remember the guy who plays her dad, but like it's not really her dad. Maybe it's like her adoptive dad, but then like he keeps Curly Sue. And then like one of the tricks they do to get money is like she'll spell things to be like, oh yeah, I'm definitely in school. I can spell. And the lady, Gray, I think her name is, or Grayson or something, whatever. So like this lady accidentally hits her adoptive dad with a car. And then or not accidentally, they like pretend that he's hit by a car. And then she like takes them to dinner and she's like, I can spell, I go to school, cat, C-A-T. And then she actually hits him for real. And then she takes them home with her. And then like they're in her house and then her boyfriend comes home and he like freaks out or whatever. But then like she's talking to Curly Sue alone and she was like, are you in school? And she's like, no, don't need it. I'm smart. Don't worry. And then she's like, yeah, I can spell anything, cat, C-A-T. And she's like, spell plastic. And she's like, I don't know. And then it's revealed that she doesn't go to school, but then she keeps them and loves them. It's a good movie. And I didn't describe it super well, but like, yeah, you could just memorize how to spell words.
Okay. That's a lot. That's a wild movie. I don't think I knew
movie.
Anything about it.
It's
she
great.
Keeps the family in her house.
Yeah, kind of like Bats. They stay and she, yeah.
And then yeah. Does the boyfriend stay too, or does the woman fall in love with Curly Sue's dad?
No. So the woman falls in love with Curly Sue's stepdad, whatever he is. I don't really know what he is. She calls him Phil. No, that's not his name. Mike. No, no, no. Peter. She calls him something other than dad. I don't remember. It's a man's name. So the boyfriend calls DIFES or Child Protective Services, CPS on Bill. Yeah, it is Bill. Bill! So the boyfriend calls CPS on Bill and Curly Sue, and then she gets taken away into foster care, and then they cut her hair. When she comes back, she goes, they cut my hair! And it's really sad. But then there's like a really good makeover scene with this like black assistant that Grayson has. Or her name is Gray? I don't know. It's a great
movie. Sounds like a dark version of Annie.
Oh, yeah, it is. I would say the seedier version of Andy.
Damn. All right.
Yeah. And they film a scene, I think it's in Times Square at this place called Tad's Steakhouse, where I once had a steak that was the worst steak of my life.
But it's a famous restaurant.
It is Tad's Steakhouse. I don't know if it still exists. Kimmy, can you look up if Tad's Steakhouse in Times Square still exists?
What, like, are you gonna go? It doesn't seem like you liked it.
But maybe as an adult, I'll like Tad's Steakhouse more.
Kimmy, did you find anything?
That's Tad's. Wait, what does it say?
Say goodbye
say
to
goodbye.
The nearly 60-year-old Times Square restaurant, Tad's Steaks. It closed in 2020.
2020. No, 2020 has taken too much from me. Not Tad's Steakhouse. A place
Tad's
I haven't...
Steakhouse couldn't even survive COVID.
I mean, it's terrible. Apparently, there's new fucking variants popping up everywhere.
Still?
Yeah.
Again?
Hong Kong is in like their worst version of their pandemic.
Good Lord.
Since like 2020, like they're having a really bad outbreak. And I think what we don't seem to grasp is like people are traveling again. So like... Mm-hmm. The yeah. same way it got here is the same way it's going to get here. It's the circle of life. And it moves us all.
But we just started taking our masks off, and I like that.
Yeah, well, buckle up, Betty. You're going to have to put them right back on.
Damn it.
Yeah, sorry about it. I think it'll just be like a hybrid of shit since we're like vaccinated. So I think it's like the infection rate will go up, but maybe hospitalizations won't go. I don't know. I can't believe we're 2 years later still fucking talking about it.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the anniversary of our lockdown?
We passed it, actually.
Oh, we did? How did you celebrate?
I'm gonna go skate.
Yes, queen. Are you going to that dancing skate?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's fun.
It's been very fun to learn choreography while on skates. It's really hard.
It looks hard. I mean, for me, just going forward is really hard. I think I need to get into a rink. I need flat. I think I need undivided attention to the ground. That's not what I want to say. I need... Oh, ground, smooth ground. There we go.
Smooth ground. Yeah.
I think it'll just be easier for me.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't like exercising, but now I'm doing stuff so I can build strength for skating. Like if I want to be on my toes, I'm like doing like calf raises and stuff like that. I'm trying to like get my balance better.
Okay. Come through, calf raises.
Mm-hmm. And then I put my skates on and I was like lifting my legs up so I can like be able to like carry the weight better.
Oh, I love this for you. I love these skate drills, these skating exercises. You should get a skate coach.
I should get a skate coach.
Who like runs drills through you.
Through me?
I guess that's an insane way to say something. Yeah, who runs drills right through you.
Yeah, I could get a coach. It'd be fun.
I think so. I think you will get good. I think you have it. I think you have it, kid. I think you have
it. I have what it takes.
You have what it takes. You have the skills. You have the rhythm. You have it all, baby. I'm putting a pole inside my house. Did I tell you about this plan?
You did. Yes. It is. Are you going to keep the one that's outside?
No. Apparently, it's an eyesore.
Apparently? To who? Did someone tell you that?
Someone did tell me they thought it was an eyesore. I might keep it outside. I don't know. But the problem I've had with it is the birds. The birds be shitting. The birds be saying, oh, we hang out here. And I don't want them to hang out there. So then I have to like constantly be cleaning it. And that's getting to me a little bit.
I could see that. Yeah.
And the elements.
Yeah. It's just like outside. You need to be under a cover or something.
Yeah. But you know. She's bringing it inside, or she's getting one inside. I'm very excited about it.
I'm excited about it.
Really fucking good.
Yeah. And then you can pull rain or shine or sleep in any temperament of the weather.
Yes. Now I am the post office of pole. The rain, sleet, and snow, she will pull. Right? Isn't that a post office saying? Through like rain, sleet, and snow, they'll do it.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've worn a post office worker's outfit twice now. I'm not sure why they don't put some spandex in those outfits. Just so you can move a little bit more. The whole job is moving.
This is true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, really, she should be like workout gear.
I think so.
Athleisure.
Some Lululemons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Give me that athleisure. Come through, athleisure.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen. We all know life is full of yada yada and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh, my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Should we take a quiz?
I mean, if that's what you're feeling. Yes. Yeah, I want. I would love to quiz.
Let's quiz.
Let's quiz.
What? What chronotype are you? Kind of sleeper or morning person stuff?
Oh.
Do you want to figure out your chronotype?
I would love to know what my chronotype is.
Yeah.
We
love Pure
Wow.
Chronobiology is a field of biology that studies the internal clocks of living organisms. A chronotype is a biological predisposition to be a morning person, an evening person, or somewhere in between. According to Michael J. Bruce, PhD, and sleep doctor to the stars like Oprah, in this book, The Power of When, there are four types of chronotypes: lions, dolphins, wolves, and bears. Take this quiz to find out which one are you.
If I'm not a fucking dolphin, I'm going to riot. I'm going to be so mad. Okay. Do you wake up to an alarm?
Oh, interesting. Must say no, because I've actually been waking up before my alarm, which is really crazy.
That's insane. I wake up to an alarm. Yes. Hallelujah. She don't get up if there's no ring-a-ding-ding.
Hallelujah. What's the first thing you drink in the morning?
Coffee.
Water.
Tea.
A triple espresso.
I drink a quadruple espresso in iced coffee. So that's what I drink. It's not even there. So a triple espresso.
I drink water.
Yeah, you're probably more hydrated than I.
Yeah, if you start drinking as soon as you get up, it's, you don't have to catch up later in the day.
Mm. If you stay hydrated, you don't gotta get hydrated.
Do you ever have trouble falling asleep?
Oh, yes, baby. All the time.
No, I fall asleep standing.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, I would love that. Like, I've seen you fall asleep at tables outside your home, in cars and bars, yeah, hot tubs. Which emoji represents you at 8 a.m.?
There's a skull and crossbones.
There's a happy face.
There's a neutral straight line face.
And then there's a happy face where it's like, I got to show off my dang teeth. 8 a.m. 8 a.m. is not 6 a.m. So 6 a.m., I'm skull and crossbones. She's dead. Right. But I'm going to say just the
neutral face.
The neutral face.
I'm going to say, I got up around 8 a.m. and I would say I was pretty happy. So I'm going to say the smiley face.
Wow.
She's changing.
She really is.
Oh, what about 8 p.m.? Same emojis.
Yeah. 8 p.m., that's almost 9, 10, 11, 12. And I hit my stride at about 1 a.m. So I'm going to say smiley face.
I guess it...
I think I'm going to show them teeth, too.
Yeah, when did the teeth come out?
I think that's when you're really happy. I'm going to say, yeah, 8 p.m. on, my teeth are out.
She's bare in those pearly whites. I'm going to say the non-teeth smile. Because I'm like, I'm all right, but I could go home at any moment.
I could go home at any moment.
Choose a meal.
Breakfast.
Lunch.
Dinner.
Snacks.
I feel like you're gonna choose snacks.
Well, you know, I eat all these meals every day.
You do. You really do eat like a well-rounded amount of food. I truly only eat dinner and maybe some snacks. So I'm gonna say dinner. I love dinner.
I'm a breakfast person. I love starting the day with a full stomach.
Whoa.
This is Nicole.
I'm not a dolphin. I'm a wolf.
You're a wolf.
Morning person, not you. According to Dr. Bruce's, who's no relation to Dr. Seuss's, guidelines.
Why would there be a relation from Bruce to Seuss? Clearly different letters.
I mean, I just really liked how they rhymed, and I wasn't sure how to bring it
no,
in.
No, but thank you for clarifying. Because
no worries. That's what I'm here for. Wolves had a hard, they have a hard time waking up early. Oh, okay, and have most energy at night. Try to spend your morning planning out your day before taking on meatier tasks after lunch. After an 8 p.m. dinner, aim to meditate for a while, shower, and spend some time chilling before hitting the sheets at midnight. Ugh. If only I could go to sleep at midnight.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Damn, I'm a lion.
I think you are a lion.
Roar. That's the first word. Roar. Per Dr. Bruce's guidelines, lions tend to wake up early with lots of energy. By the early evening, you're probably pretty damn tired. That is true. According to Dr. Bruce's ideal lion schedule, aim to get up at the crack of dawn. At 5:30?
Oh, no.
Whoa. From there, try to tackle your biggest task before the sun goes down. After an early-ish 6 p.m. dinner, head to bed around 10:30 p.m. before doing it all again tomorrow. I mean, as soon as the sun goes down, I'm useless.
Yes, you really are, which is interesting.
I'm like, sorry, my brain don't work no more. I can do shows, but I can't create. I can't start a new project. No, I'm done.
I wish I could like wrap up life a little earlier, but that's really hard for me.
Yeah, it's funny because like I shifted. Like I used to be, well, I guess I still kind of am a night person, but I'm now able to get up earlier. Like it was so hard for me to get up early, and then I like was watching this. There's like a sleep masterclass on the masterclass app, and. And I was asking, like, are you a morning lark or a night owl? And then I, like, took some quiz and I was like, wait, am I a morning lark? That seems crazy. I think I am.
I think you're a morning lark. I think your body naturally wants to be awake earlier and then rest earlier.
Yeah, I set my alarm for 7:30 this morning. Or no, for 7. I think I woke up at 6:45 on my own. And then that's.
That's crazy. Why were you trying to wake up so early? What are you trying to do?
I was trying to get my TSA pre-check.
Sorry.
It took over your whole body.
It really did. You were trying to get your TSA pre-check?
Yeah, because I told you I had global entry. And then I reapplied. And they were like, it could take months for us to approve you. And it has been months. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm about to go on a bunch of flights. About to go on tour. I want my TSA pre-check. So I just applied for a regular TSA pre-check without the global entry. Mm-hmm. And I think I applied yesterday. And then I was like, I'm going today. And I did that. And the walk-in started at 7:30. So I was like, let me try to go early so I can knock it out.
Wow. And you knocked it out?
I knocked it out.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
much.
You're
getting through security fastest.
Yeah, I don't want to take my shoes off anymore.
I mean, it's insane. Well, for you, you're strapped in. You're strapped up. They're sturdy. It's tough to get them off.
It's a whole ordeal.
But it is wild that, like, you pay a little bit of money, you go to a cubicle, you meet someone, and they go, we trust you more than everybody else.
I mean, yeah, that's it. All I'm doing is paying a little bit more money.
Yeah, and then they take your fingerprints, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I think it's $30 for 5 years or something. I don't understand why we all don't have pre-check.
I also don't understand that.
Right?
It's like so easy to get. And also, once you pay it, you're good for 5 years.
For 5 years. $30 for 5 years. That breaks down to good.
I don't know what it used to be, but it's actually $85 now.
Oh, maybe it was $85. That sounds right. I don't know where I got 30 from.
I mean, 30 is a steal.
30 is an absolute steal. Maybe 85 is just slightly expensive enough for people to go, I'll just wait in the fucking line.
Yeah. But if you fly a lot, it's worth it.
Really fucking helpful. It's funny because every time I leave the country, I'm like, where's pre-check? And I'm like, oh, yeah, they don't have pre-check. You just go through faster because they don't make you take off your shoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what global entry is good for when you go to different countries.
Oh, yes, because then you zoom through customs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last time when we flew back from Italy, we were in customs for so long.
So freaking long.
It was awful. I really didn't.
But when we came back from Mexico, it was like that.
It truly was. It was like. Yeah, it was truly just like. I feel like your snaps were better than mine. Mine were pretty flims.
That's a good snap. That was good.
My snaps are bad. I wish my snaps were better. Thank you.
I can't remember who even taught me a snap. My dad?
Oh.
Who taught you a snap? Do you remember?
That's not an unlocked memory. I have no idea who taught me how to snap. Hey, sit down, baby. Let me teach you how to snap. It wasn't my dad.
Nicole.
I don't think it was my mom either. I don't think anyone's having dad to taught me.
It's also funny because, like, kind of a useless skill. Like, but someone has to teach you how to do it.
Someone does have to teach you. It is not useless. That's how you get servers' attention.
That's
how you get servers' attention.
No.
That's how you get any bartender's attention.
No,
anybody in the service industry, that's how you get their attention. And if you see a young woman that you think is attractive.
Hey,
come here. So you get hot ladies come over to you. Now snap at them.
I guess
it's
useless unless you're like snapping to music.
Oh,
like,
it's unless you're at a jazz club and you're just like I gotta ooh oh yeah that
or like
saxophone
or like slam poetry or one of my shows.
Yes. Oh yes, you did that joke. Yeah, so I guess it is useful for the arts.
For the arts. We gotta keep it for the arts.
Wish I had a tambourine. Speaking of making noise with your hands, I think I'm gonna buy one, but like it feels weird to play a tambourine alone in my home. Maybe I should invite people over for my tambourine performances.
I feel like a tambourine is like it's enhancing other music. I feel like other music has to happen in order for a tambourine to be effective. Otherwise, it's just like shaking bells.
Okay, so I shouldn't get a tambourine.
You can get a tambourine, but maybe get some other instruments to join it.
Okay, I do have a recorder.
Okay. Yeah, invite a third grade class over so that they can play and then you can join them with your tambourine.
Imagine, I'm like, gather children, I have a tambourine and a recorder. I think that would be really, I don't know, like, I don't like kids in my house.
No, that'd be strange. Don't invite a bunch of kids.
I'll invite them to the park.
A nice neutral territory.
I'll drop a pin. I'll say, meet me here, kids.
Bring your instruments.
We're having band practice. Isn't that what School of Rock's about?
They do play music, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
With an adult, like a bunch of kids playing music with an adult?
With their teacher. But yeah. Yes. Yeah, they do play with him in a band. So you could recreate it.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't want to go to school to become a teacher to get the kids.
I actually don't think he did.
Oh, he lied?
Yeah, he lied to get the job. So you could do the same thing.
Imagine that's what I did. Imagine people were like, Nicole quit comedy to do what? To lie to become a teacher to play a tambourine with some kids?
What a twist. What a turn of events.
I would never do that. Can I just tell you, I got a Farm Rio sweater in the mail yesterday, and I'm so pleased with it. It is so big, yay, so drapey, so comfy cozy. Ooh. I was wearing it on my walk with Clyde. I got a little warm, so I took it off. Mm-hmm. But I might slide that bad boy right on soon.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I just thought you wanted an update on my coldness. She's getting cold.
I care about people's temperature because I'm always cold.
You are.
I'm currently wearing
cold.
A coat.
Oh, my goodness. I thought this was a blanket. This is a coat?
It's like a house coat.
Yeah, a house
with, like,
coat.
Fleece on the inside.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. You find a lot of wares that I'm not aware of. I thought I didn't know a house coat was a literal coat you wear in your house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I thought a house coat was. Oh, maybe like a robe?
A robe? Yeah. No, but I wear an actual coat. But like a comfy coat that I can lounge in.
Oh, fair. I love it.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little, like, finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we help the people of the world or is it too early?
I think we can help the people of the world. Yeah.
Okay. Let's help them.
Let's help them.
Let's help. Do, 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 do.
You have to show me what sweater you have from Farm Rio because maybe I have the same one.
Hold on. Let me lean back like Fat Joe says.
Oh, she's really leaning. That arm went flying.
Okay, so it has strawberries on the arm.
Ooh,
and a little bit of like cheetah print.
Yeah. Oh, she's putting it on. I do not have that one, but I love that.
Oh, it's fun, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Yeah, I really like it. It's a, and it's got billowy arms. Look at that. That's not my arm. That's sleeve.
That's just sleeve and air.
Sleeve, air, wishes, and dreams.
I'm into it.
Me too. And I'm wearing my bangs today. I think I'm like, it's just, I'm doing a whole look.
It's a good look. Okay, we got an email. Okay. Hello, Nicole and Sashir. I'm a huge fan of the podcast and I love listening to all your banter and genuine good laughs, laughing fits. It makes my day. I am 23. I'm moving in with my best friend and her roommate. They have been living together for 2 years and their third roommate is leaving, so I'm replacing them in September. Yay! I think we will live together peacefully, but my only concern about this apartment is the interior design of it. If we could even call it that. This is the epitome of a college apartment because of the lack of decoration and furniture. The apartment has enough space for a dining room, table, and chairs, but instead they left that space empty and just have a foldable TV tray and eat their food on the couch. Mm-mm. Yuck. They have a painted beer pong table that stays in the hallway when not in use and string lights up.
Oh boy, I am unsure why they decided to live like that, because we wouldn't be throwing so many parties that we would need to have a dance floor ready at any moment. Mm-hmm. I have plenty of art that I can hang up to decorate the space, and ceramic dinnerware set to replace the plastic set they have currently. However, I don't want to overstep on everything they got going on, because obviously they spent money on those things and don't want to throw them out, which is understandable. However, as Beyonce once said, let me upgrade you. I think we could be living a better life if we buy a dining room table, even if it's from Facebook Market or IKEA. I would appreciate a good chair to sit in. Sashir, you have my back on this one. How should I go about talking about maybe replacing some of the items they have or buying some new stuff? Should I wait until I'm fully moved in or do it beforehand since we're all friends? I appreciate any advice you have for me. I hope you ladies have a wonderful rest of your day. Smiley face, your friend.
Wow. I mean, I definitely think there's room for chairs.
Oh, absolutely. You think that? Yes, of course you think there is room for chairs.
There's always room for chairs.
So, okay, I had this issue when I lived in New York City, city of dreams, concrete jungle. the city that never sleeps. Have heard of it? And I lived in
the Big Apple.
Yep. So I ran out. The island. That's not what it's ever been called.
The island.
I lived on
the big cheese island.
Or I guess it'd be the little island in comparison to the rest of New York. Anyway, I lived in New York City and we were all poor. We were in our early 20s. We had a futon, two futons as two couches, and then we had a massage table found on the street that we used as a dinner table. And then we had a TV on a suitcase because we didn't have a TV stand. And then we just like kept having conversations to be like, we can't live like this. So, and I would lead the charge. I'd be like, guys, we have to get a dining room table. So then we found a used one on Craigslist for like $50, went, picked it up, put it in a cab, put it in the house. And then I was like, we need another chair. We only have one. So then we found, it was just like steps at a time and everyone was in agreement. And then it was like, we all pooled our money to make, you know, we all put $10 down for it to be even for the cheap shit we put in there. I wouldn't spend too much money though to try to make it nice. You can spend a little bit of money goes a long way. You can always paint things. We painted our dining room table to make it cuter. We painted the chairs. We added fabric to the seats. In hindsight, not great, but like good for what we needed. Also, rugs go a long way. You can get a used rug somewhere, buy it from somebody. We bought a couch, but we were treating it the same way we were treating the futon and we immediately broke it. So it's like, if you're going to invest in things, like be nice, treat it nicely. But yeah, just talk to your friends. Be like, let's do something cute. Let's live cutely.
Yeah. And it could be like maybe a fun activity for you guys to say maybe you should go shopping. Mm-hmm. Or if they're not into shopping, you can like text them things when you go to the stores and be like, do you like this? Like, and I love getting used stuff. A lot of my furniture is used. Go to Goodwill, you can go to St. Vincent de Paul, Salvation Army, Habitat for Humanity has stores called Restore, or Craigslist,
Or Facebook the street. Market, like they said. I'm leery of the street just now as an adult.
That's true.
Because of, you know, the bugs that live in the bed.
The bugs. The bugs, yeah.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
If there's anything that has fabric on it, no. But
yes. But if you find chairs with fabric on the street, you can rip the seat out and then redo the seat. It's a lot of DIY. I did a lot of DIY shit in my early 20s. And I liked it. Like, I would finish a project and be like, I did that. That's, like, really fucking cute. But yeah, we were really proud of ourselves with that kitchen table. And in hindsight, we did a bad job. And when I moved out to, when I moved out to LA, I was like, I don't want to spend money on a dresser that I have to put together that's not going to last a long time. So I went to St. Vincent de Paul. I found a pretty sturdy dresser and then I spray painted it and then sealed it and it, then sanded it down a little bit so it wasn't as like sticky or whatever because I didn't use like furniture paint. And that lasted me for like 2 years and it was like really cute and it was in my room and I made it purple with a glitter top and some gold handles. And I loved her. I loved her till I sold her. So yeah, it's also fun to like look around your room and be like, I did that.
Yeah. And I also say maybe before you get new stuff, maybe go with the roommates and kind of analyze what is still needed. Like, do we need the beer pong table or does it, or can we, is there a better place to store it? Or
yeah, that could go like a, like behind a couch. And pulled out for beer ponging.
Yeah.
Or you can use your, like, dining room table to beer pong. You don't need a whole beer pong table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is there a cute, like, table cover that they could put over the beer pong table and then they can take it off whenever they want beer pong?
I mean, that is an option. And also, if these are male-identifying people, I feel like it's easy to sway them cuter.
Yeah, they won't have any opinions. Oh, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say they won't have any opinions, but it's possible if they haven't already tried to decorate their home. Maybe they don't have opinions about this.
Yeah, many a bedrooms I've been in where there's no bed frame and there it's okay, or a chair and a couch, like a couch and a TV, and you're like, oh, you don't want a coffee table or a rug? And then you never heard of a curtain? That's not part of the vocabulary. A curtain. You don't want that? So, yeah. Many a gentleman. I once went to this man's house where he didn't have a bed frame. He had a rocking chair in the corner and a big bottle of Jergens next to the bed. And I stayed.
Oh God, of course.
Wow, yeah. That was like a real memory.
When I first went to my man's place, I remember there was like a just a pile of like, it seemed like garbage. Like there was a fully broken chair in the corner. I picked it up and it fell apart in my hands. And I was like, well, is there a reason it's still here? Like, are you gonna fix it? And he's like, no, we're just gonna like put it there for a minute until we figure out what to do with it. I was like, take it to the curb. Nope, get rid of it. You don't need this broken chair here.
I've heard this story so many times, and I think it's like a an implanted memory because it was a chair. You thought you could sit and you picked it up and it crumbled and you were like, this chair doth forsake me.
You need to give it a proper burial. You can't just have a dead chair in the corner. Are you kidding me? This is disrespectful.
That's so funny.
Just a corpse, a skeleton
a corpse
in the chair.
A chair. Jack Charrington.
Wait, what was that?
What's this? A Nightmare Before Christmas?
Okay, yes, okay. Wow. For someone who knew nothing about that movie.
It's a ghoulish movie. It's so scary. I couldn't believe there was children at that screening.
It's spooky. Yeah, but there are scary parts to it.
It's terrifying. A man, I think, took his skin off and was filled with bugs.
He was filled with bugs, yeah. The boogeyman.
And children were like, yes! I couldn't believe it. But I did love that big black man, which is a wild way to describe somebody, but I cannot remember his character's
Ken
name.
Ken Page.
Yes, Ken Page. I think we've talked about Ken Page before. I think about him often.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, what's
actually
he doing?
He's so talented.
Yeah, who's he talking to? Like, are they enjoying his voice as much as they should be? Hmm. He's such a great voice.
Very great voice, yeah. Mm. Should we answer another question?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. Nicole, this is a super side note, but I told my friend I would see if you could recall this meet and greet. My friend Alyssa actually got to meet you after a show in Moscow, Idaho. I've never been to Idaho. And she, maybe I went to Idaho for a college show with tour coach in UCB. She was the weird girl who cried when she met you. If this helps, she kind of laugh, cries, or wails in a way. Anyway, she loves you both, and she's now going to listen to this podcast per my recommendation.
I would guess you get a lot of people crying when they meet you.
Yes, and I asked them pointedly to stop.
Stop.
I say, please stop. I don't know how to take this in or I respond. I'm not vulnerable and this is hard for me.
Too many emotions. Don't know how to deal with it.
Too many. But it is nice. It is nice that people like me and I do appreciate it.
Yeah. I have a fun little query for you both. She lives in Idaho and I am in Washington State. I loved your idea from a couple episodes ago of sending someone care packages to long distance friends. To make her day brighter or to get her to giggle, what are some fun items or gag gift ideas to send to her if you have any? Not rude or messy gag gifts, but maybe like a miniature figure of a toilet? Help.
Yeah, I think a miniature, anything that they like is fun.
Yeah, you give me mini chairs and I almost cry every time.
Uh-huh. I gave you that little car. And my favorite thing about giving you that itty bitty little RAV4 is you went, oh, and then you bent over and immediately knew how to play with it. I didn't know it wound up at all. But you just like instinctively were like, that's how you play. And your man was like, whoa, it's a. It's fun to watch this happen. So it's funny sometimes. I really love like when he's around for moments like that because he's like, he'll say it out loud. He's like, it's wild to watch this in action. Me like throwing my head back and laughing as you're playing with a toy car that I found in Rite Aid. And we're both elated to do so. I mean, maybe something mentioned in passing, like Sashir bought me a Hess truck, which is now in my, I saved the box. I don't know why. I don't think I'm going to use the box for anything, but it's on display in my glass case of things I value and my books. I sobbed when I opened that because it was just like this offhand thing that I said that I wanted and never got. But then she knew I love flames. So it has flames on it. And I love motorcycles and has motorcycles just like in the back, man. I get so excited. So like things like that. Like, I'm trying to think, what do people. OK, Kimmy, what is one of your favorite things?
Oh, goodness. This is
Jordan. You're next.
I like plants a lot. Flowers. I love flowers. I know a lot of people don't like them, but flowers are my favorite.
So I would find like a little miniature flower thing, like a little like plastic thing of flowers, like maybe like Lego flowers or something, or like Barbie flowers, like a Barbie bouquet, and like maybe like make a little and get like a little basket from Michael's and make like a little bouquet and be like, thought of you, because that's like a little teeny thing that you could put on your nightstand. And then like you'll smile every morning and be like, my friend got me flowers that I always have.
I'd love it.
I sent someone a tiny, tiny cactus. And it's a real cactus.
Fun. Ooh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay, Jordan, what is your favorite thing?
I don't know if I can say my favorite thing, but what I personally would do for a care package is go to a thrift store and see what little knickknacks would be on the shelf that you could include. Like you're talking about the little furniture. Like, I can't imagine what people could find in a thrift store. And then the other thing I wanted to suggest is if it's Target, if it's wherever you're shopping, Home Goods, Kmart, if Kmart's still around, in the office section, to tie in with the plants, I recently bought my best friends. They're push pins, but they're cute little plants that like are in a planter. And then there's also, ooh, there was a magnet version. So I really like cute, useful things. Mm. I never want to get my friends something that's not useful. Like, of course, a bouquet of flowers is really nice. I always splurge on my friends and buy them chocolate dipped strawberries, and we'll send them, ooh, to their house from time to time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So we haven't gotten any, Jordan. Just putting it out there.
I have. You sent me Sherry's berries. Someone sent me Sherry's berries.
Oh, we sent that to you.
I probably suggested it because that's what I do.
It was like something specific had happened. Oh, I think it's when you broke your leg. The earwolf, i.e. me, Colin, and Jordan sent you Sherry's berries because we were very sad about your leg.
And I ate them right up. People kept bringing me food and I was like, yum.
Hmm? I also would like to say, and I got this for my best friend for her birthday, which was on the 7th of this month. And I got her, because I feel like it's really bougie and adult, is I got her like a Harry and David basket.
There's
fruits in it. There's cheeses. There's a wine. There's like total bougie. Like, it's such an adult gift to get.
It does feel very adult. Yes. Yeah, my man's parents send them out for Christmas and we got one. And I'm like, it's just like good snacks.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a nice website. It's purple. I'm on the Harry and David website.
Oh, yeah. I think their colors are purple and gold and
their
brown.
Their pears are very good.
Yeah, that's what they're famous for, their pears.
They just send a box of nice pears and, man, it's a nice time.
How does everybody know about Harry and David? They have entrees they'll send you?
Whoa.
They have an Italian food collection? Ham, turkey? Chicken pot pie?
Yeah, send your friend a chicken pot pie.
You can send them a ham buffet gift basket. Wait, this is nuts. And it comes all cooked up? Whoa.
I think it depending on what basket. I know the basket I personally got because my best friend loves cheeses and also meats. And so I think it was like a cured meat and cheese basket along with like their pears and fruits. I wanted to pick something that she would enjoy, but I also didn't want to be like, I got you all this chocolate or all this sweets. I wanted to like an array of things for her.
Yeah.
You get a deluxe ham brunch banquet with wine.
A banquet?
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
This is really incredible. I'm going to order a honey ham for myself. You get one honey every ham. Week? Who's starting the subscription of a ham a week?
Me and my family need a ham a week.
Who's running through hams every week? That's funny. I love honey baked hams.
Great.
Sashir, have you guys had a honey baked ham?
Pretty sure I have, yeah.
Okay, want to hear something disgusting?
Okay.
When I was little, so we would have ham for Thanksgiving. That was our treat. Because my dad, he didn't really eat pork or anything. So we would get ham as a treat on Thanksgiving, and we would also get pancakes.
Wait, are you saying that your dad wouldn't eat it?
My dad didn't eat pork, so we didn't have pork in the house a lot.
Oh, but you would, for a treat, have ham on holiday.
Yes, Thanksgiving in particular. And when I was little, I was like, salty and sweet is, how you say, my love language. So I would take some ham, some pancake, and some vanilla ice cream and eat it all together. Isn't that sick?
Huh.
But I'm like hurting for it right now.
You're like wiggling your shoulders?
I looked at all those pictures of honey baked hams and I said, oh, what if I were to get one?
It doesn't sound terrible.
Okay, thank you. I feel really vulnerable saying that combo out loud.
Thank you for sharing that with us. You're very brave.
Thank you. Thank you. I try to be brave every day.
Really quick, to go back to your Thanksgiving one. Did you not eat turkey either?
No, we ate turkey. So, okay, we would have turkey, a honey baked ham,
gotcha. Okay,
sweet potatoes, but not the way that other people have them. We would have marshmallows on them. And then sometimes you would have sweet potatoes with just like the goopy sugar and the syrupiness. But I like the ones with the marshmallows. And then you'd have like corn of sorts. And I'd be like, why? And then we would have the cranberry sauce or whatever. We would have lasagna. My mom would make a lasagna.
Oh, wow.
Mashy potatoes, green beans, and then greens. I think that's it. That's a lot of food.
That's great. That's a lot of food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought of another gift. Dried flowers.
Oh, dried flowers like, are great.
Yeah. I have some, and they're just like, you can get a pretty bouquet, and mm-hmm. then they can keep it. And it's not like flowers that are going to go bad.
Yeah. Tiffany Gabris has a floral company called Sweetser Life. And she does dried arrangements that are just, she's taking a break right now, but like hit up her Instagram. It's, she does some fabulous arrangements. Mm-hmm. And I have one that lives on my, coffee table from Jess McKenna, who's very sweet and sent them to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's nice when friends send you shit.
It's nice.
And nice. I do love opening a package from, that says my code name. I won't say it out loud on the pod. And I know it's from you. And I love it. It makes me so happy.
I also like seeing my code name and being like, oh, Nicole sent me something.
Oh, we're having fun.
We're having fun. And all right. Well, I feel like that's if you want to have fun.
If you want to have fun. You can email us or at NicoleandSashira@gmail.com, or if you have a phone or fingies for texting, or you can dictate. You don't have to have fingers to text. The number is 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Does this come out after our live show?
Yep, that's why I took it off.
Okay, I see. Nice. And thanks to everyone who already came to the show.
Yeah, thank you for coming to our live show. Please leave that in like that.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.